What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Barely Legal and Web3. I'm your host, Jamelia Greer, bringing you the latest in Web3 every week with a legal twist. So hold on to your digital wallets and let's get into it. What's up, everybody? Today's episode is deeply personal, reflecting my own journey from the legal trenches to this somewhat new world of Web3. And it's all about this dance between innovation and regulation and how together we're shaping our future. We're literally shaping our future. So if you listen to this podcast enough, especially the last episode about the crypto puppy, you know that I love visual imagery. So imagine standing at the edge of this vast ocean and the horizon is just stretching endlessly. This ocean, it's Web3. It's filled with possibilities, opportunities, ways we can change our world, ways that we can shape our future. And the ships sailing across, they're the tech founders. Those are the people who are building in this. And they're just trying to navigate their journey. And then there's this lighthouse. Those are the regulations and the laws. Big Brother, if you so choose, they're, you know, guiding and yet sometimes restricting. So I've spent over 15 years as a lawyer helping large multinational corporations, Fortune 500 companies, navigate these waters of regulatory compliance and literally all over the world. So in APAC, you know, all of the countries in APAC, over 15 countries in my remit there. And if there's one thing that I've learned, it's that laws are supposed to protect. They're designed to protect certain groups, certain classes of people. But sometimes they act as barriers, especially when they're misunderstood or applied. And I've seen it time and time again. I've seen it in Web3. I've seen it in the evolution of legalizing marijuana back when I worked in Connecticut in the state legislature. And this bill came up of medical marijuana. And if you could hear the jokes that we were telling jokes, we were making fun of it. We were saying, this will never pass. This will never be law anywhere in the United States that someone would legalize marijuana, because marijuana is a drug used to get high. And there was so much negative connotation around it. And if you look at what has happened in this sort of evolving space of laws, is that sometimes things, whether they're drugs or whether they're technologies or whether they are how society views groups of people, we exist in these points in times where those things are considered bad or they have negative connotations or, you know, people look at them in a certain way. And then something clicks in our minds and we say, well, maybe it's not all that bad. Maybe it's not so illegal. Maybe there's a way we can work it into what we're trying to build. And then the laws change. And when that switch flips, it seems as though everyone runs towards this new thing. And, you know, I use the example of medical marijuana because as a Black woman growing up in the U.S., I cannot tell you how many people in, you know, not my family members, but people who are in my circle. I mean, I went to church in New Haven, Connecticut at a historically Black church. And, you know, right in the middle of New Haven, Connecticut, obviously it's, you know, it's a city that's an inner city and there's lots of drugs, but the arrests and the ways that, you know, young Black youth are caught up in the justice system because of selling marijuana. And to see today that there are large corporations making, you know, tens of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars off of marijuana, it really makes you stop and think, why? How can it be that on this day, this activity was inherently bad and illegal when this person did it? And now fast forward to today, and the same activity done by someone else on a much larger scale is actually okay. Well, the only thing that has changed between yesterday and today is the regulations. It's just the laws that have changed. And so then you begin to further pull back these layers and ask, well, why? What has changed? And the only thing that has changed besides the law and the reason why the laws are crafted the way they are, is our mindset and our views as to what should be illegal and what should not be illegal. And that's why this podcast is called Barely Legal in Web3. Sorry to disappoint some of you out there that were waiting for some racy segment. It's not going to happen. But it's really all about this gray area in terms of our society and how we view some things as being legal and some things as being illegal. This is where my heart truly lies. Every day I work with Web3 founders, and they are really pioneers. They understand that compliance is not a blockade, it's just a guideline. And they know that their ideas may, if they can get to light, shape this world. These ideas can actually change someone's life. But these ideas will never get to execution if there is a blockade and if they're smothered out too early. And so my role, particularly with ByteBow, is just to ensure that these ideas don't stay behind closed doors, that they become a reality and that they truly benefit society. In the coming episodes, we'll be talking to some incredible guests. Like, I really want to bring and show you the types of people that I work with, people who are really pushing the envelope to do good and to use this technology to make an impact in this world for the better, not necessarily what you may see in the headlines. I know when you guys are looking at Cointelegraph, CoinDesk, Bloomberg, CNBC, MSNBC, you're seeing all the headlines about Sam Bankman-Fried and scams and frauds and rug pulls. But is that really what this is about? Is that really what this space is about? Or is this a narrative that is meant to turn you off from this space? Is this a perception that is made to make you think that everything that has a term Web3 or blockchain or virtual asset or digital currency or NFT is bad? I think that we should think critically about what we consume, and we should think very objectively about what is the narrative that we want to believe or that we believe is true. And so I hope that through the stories of these founders, through the stories of these people who are using the technology in a way that either reflects their passions or reflects their life experiences, and they hope to use that and leverage that to do good, I hope to show you that innovation and regulation, they're not adversaries, but they're dance partners. And how can we really overcome false narratives and sometimes just look into what the technology can actually do? So for those of you that are out there listening, that are wondering, should I start my Web3 venture? This is for you. It's a testament to what we stand for. We're not just about business. This is not just a way to talk about laws to no end or to talk about regulations to no end. There's actually a point in what we're talking about. We're all about making sure that your impactful technology reaches its potential. And to potential partners and people who are listening that want to somehow be involved, we invite you to join in this vision. Let's reshape the world together. Let's rewrite this narrative of Web3 together. So remember, it's not just about riding the wave, but it's about understanding the tide. Let's explore this vast ocean together. And with every episode, let's just act as a compass and use it to guide what is the real narrative of Web3. How can we use the technology to really have a social good? So as always, if this message resonates with you, and if you really believe that Web3 technology can be used for good and that regulations are there to act as guidance and shouldn't hamper or hinder the technology, that there is some conversation that has to be had about how we view the technology and why we view it that way, you should partner with us. This is not just a podcast, it's a movement. So let's not make Web3 just profitable, let's make it beneficial for all of us. Hey there, listeners. If you enjoyed today's episode and have a moment, I'd love to connect with you. Find me on LinkedIn or Twitter. Just search for Jamelia Greer. Drop me a line and let me know what you thought of the podcast today. And hey, if you're navigating the world of Web3, building out your dream business, and considering the powerhouse benefits of a global structure, check out ByteBao at bytebao.io. That's BYTEBAO.io. I'd love to support you on your journey. Until next time, keep pushing the boundaries and stay curious.